This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's report on how Canada Bell flaunts corporate commitment to monopoly profits and damn the divide. The initial response from Rogers, one of the big three telecommunication giants in Canada, controlling internet and cable, was not all we needed or wanted, but it showed progress and a path forward for future discussions. Acorn's similar letters to Bell Canada and TELUS were met with opposing corporate strategies. TELUS dug its head in the sand, didn't answer at all, and has obviously adopted a strategy of pretending this is not happening and praying that it will all go away. Bell Canada elected to go on the offensive and strike a pose both arrogant and hostile, replying that if we thought internet access was unaffordable to low-income families, then we should get the government to make them do something. Meet with Acorn? Oh, hell no, they seem to be saying. After marching from Ryerson University to the Bell headquarters in downtown Toronto across from City Hall and asking for a meeting with the company on the issue of internet access and reasonable pricing, no Acorn members who are part of the delegation now have any doubt about Bell's response, since they adamantly refused all requests to meet with 150 people asking for such a meeting in their atrium. A separate Acorn leadership delegation entered the building and sought to make the request for a meeting to CEO Cope, but found the elevators turned off to the ninth floor executive suites and all stairway entrances blocked by burly security guards. Seeking to have a letter delivered concerning the meeting, one guard outside replied only that they would be with us all day and night until the police came. Bell has a reputation for this kind of robber baron mentality, ignoring the softer profiles that many huge companies, especially publicly regulated monopolies, have tended to endorse. The Acorn crowd found themselves outside with the Elevator Constructors Union, who had been on the streets on strike for 8 weeks, not trying for a raise, but simply trying to retain seniority in the face of Bell union busting. Calls to several television stations before the action led one of the stations to remind the Acorn organizer that they were actually owned by Bell Canada, so what did she think the chances were of them covering the rally in action? In campaigns like this, Acorn doesn't pick the issues. Since they're so large, we stumble over them every time we're talking to our members and hearing their endless complaints about these company ripoffs. Nor do we really get to pick the targets. Sometimes companies like Bell are just itching for a fight, no matter how hard we try to be reasonable. We're in it to win it, though, and the first round with Bell makes it obvious that this is going to be another one of those campaigns for our members where they have to win in order to have access to jobs, education, and the communications required by modern society, but it's going to be a long, hard struggle to victory. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.